ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय, देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपाकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 2, Text 32, Maharaj Nimi meets the nine Yogendras. Sri Narada Vacha, Evam Te Nimina Prishtaha, Vasudeva Mahatmaha, Prati Pujya Burvan Pritya Sasadasyat Vijam Ripam Shri Narada Vacha Evam Te Nimina Prishtaha Vasudeva Mahattamaha Prati Pujya Burvan Pritya Sasadasyadrajam Ripam Shinarada Vachaha Evam Te Nimina Prishtaha Vasudeva Mahatmaha Prati Pujya Bruvan Pritya Sasadasyadvijam Ripam Matajis. Shinarada Uvacha, Shinarada said, Evam, thus, Te, De, Nimina, by King Nimi, Krishna questioned Vasudeva, O Vasudeva, Mahatmaha, those best of the saints, Pratipujya, offering him words of respect in return. Abhruvan, they spoke Pritya, affectionately, Sasadasya, who was accompanied by the members of the sacrificial assembly, Ritidvajam, and by the priest, Nripam, to the king. Translation. Shri Narada said, O Vasudev, when Maharaj Nimi had thus inquired from the 9 Yogendras about devotional service to the Lord, those best of saintly persons sincerely thanked the king for his questions and spoke to him with affection in the presence of the members of the sacrificial assembly and the Brahman priests. Purport. According to Sridhar Swami, not only the king, but also the members of the assembly and the priests conducting the sacrifice were all devoted to hearing and chanting the glories of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sages, beginning with Kavi, will now each speak in turn, answering the questions of the king. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurube Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutalehe Swayam Rupa Kadameyam Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sha Sri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savarutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpaturu Vyasha Ripa Sindhu Vyivacha Paditana Bhavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Paraya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesham Sunyavadi Pashchatya Desha Tarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari.
Evante nimina prishta vasudeva mahattamaha pratipujya bruvan pritya sasadasyard vijamripam. Sri Narada said, O Vasudeva and Maharaj Nimi had thus inquired from the nine Yogendras about devotional service to the Lord. Those best of the saintly persons sincerely thanked the king for his questions and spoke to him with affection in the presence of the members of the sacrificial assembly and the Brahmana priest. I thank especially all the devotees in giving me this chance to sit on this Vyasasana. In fact, it can be said as, of course, not worth it, but it's a dream come true for a person, proud person like me. But at the same time, it's a blessing in disguise to sit on this, not worth it, but trying to engage in the process of Shravanam and Kirtanam. So I seek the blessings of all the saintly people present, for their blessings alone can help a dumb person to speak some words in the glorification of Krishna. This chapter has been discussed by so many devotees. So many days have passed speaking about this chapter. His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj also spoke from this very important one of the Bhagavatam part. Now just like you can say how this particular chapter begins. It comes where Narada visits Dwarka, always eager for a process of devotional service, wants to meet the Lord. And he comes at this time, and that time Vasudev, Krishna's father, seeing a saintly person coming to his kingdom, immediately falls obeisances to at his lotus feet, welcomes it with awe and reverence. And then he speaks a very important word. This is very important. He addresses Narada and requests him to speak about Bhagavad Dharma. Speak me about Bhagavad Dharma, the process of devotional service. This is what the mood of a devotee. There was no need. Father of Krishna, Krishna was there present personally with him. But a devotee never has that pride or even that thought within his mind that he knows everything. He has got the privilege. He deserves everything. He says he has that mood that he wants to know more and more. So when Narada's presence, he just said, please speak about Bhagavad Dharma. I don't know anything about Bhagavad Dharma. Even in the seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj has the same mood. Though Narsingadev appeared for him, but in the whole seventh canto, we see Prahlad Maharaj still keeps as the same mood, has the same mood of hearing more and more. He doesn't even have that iota of pride that Lord Narsingadev appeared for him. Satyam vidatum nijabritya vashitam. For him, the Lord appeared. But still, when the chapter where Prahlad Maharaj inquires from that Avadhuta, please speak about Bhagavad Dharma. Same mood where Vasudev is asking, what is the highest beneficial for mankind? That is Bhagavad Dharma. Devotional service to the Supreme Lord is the highest for all. ಹೈಯೆಸ್ಟ್ ಬೆನಿಫಿಟ್. ಅಥಾಪುಂಬಿ ದ್ವಿಜಶ್ರೇಷ್ಠ ವಾರ್ಣಾಶ್ರಮ ವಿಭಾಗಶಃ ಸ್ಥಾನುಸ್ಥಿತಸ್ಯ ಧರ್ಮಸ್ಯ ಸಂಸಿದ್ಧಿಂ ಹರಿತೋಷಣಂ. ದಿಸ್ ಭಾಗವತ್ ಧರ್ಮ ಎಲೋನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ್ ವಾಂಟೆಡ್ ಟು ನೋ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪರಮಹಂಸಸ್, ದ ಅಸೆಂಬ್ಲಿ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪರಮಹಂಸಸ್, ವೇರ್ ನೋ ಡಿಸ್ಕಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಸಿಪ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ದೇ ಆರ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕನ್ಸರ್ನ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾರದ, ನಾರಾಯಣ ಪರಾಯಣ. ದ ಟಾಪಿಕ್ಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ. And when Narada hears this, is in fact his heart swells with enthusiasm to speak about Bhagavad Dharma, the right recipient to speak about Krishna. And that time Narada, the mood of a devotee is not say, okay, I'll give you about Bhagavad Dharma, very good, you ask me. No, he says, you want to know Bhagavad Dharma? I am not qualified. I'll tell you about that instance which happened in the past. Who are much more qualified to speak about Bhagavad Dharma? I am nothing. Before me there were great personalities who spoke the same topic which you are inquiring, Vasudev. And then he goes back to the history where Maharaj Nimi, the great personality, the ancestors among Maharaj Janak, when he inquires about the 9 Yogendras, from the 9 Yogendras, the chapter begins with that. Nava Yogendras, who are they? Nimi, when he sees Maharaj from the sky, those 9 great personalities descending just like a brilliant sun, Maharaj Nimi is astonished, and all the place where the yagya is being performed, everyone gets up. Rare is that scene where you see the sky is tear open and personalities descend to this earthly planet. Very rare. Because such personalities travel to those places where the glorification of Krishna takes place. Unfortunate is this age that we don't see such personalities descending nowadays. Because the Paramahamsas associate with the Paramahamsas. Hamsa never associates with the crows. Unfortunate is the age of Kali, there such people, personality, living entities, they do not even have the taste to associate with such personalities. Do not have the importance to have that chance to associate with great saintly people. And that's the reason even the great personalities, they think twice to come to this earth during this age. But still they are merciful that they have left their words back. Their words are still back. Great personalities, they are still merciful. Okay, they are not so qualified, but still their words are there. When Maharaj Nimi, he sees the 9 Yogendras, he understands that these people, he says, he addresses them. He says one very word, important word. You people are Narayana Parayana. Unalloyed devotees of Narayana. Otherwise, you just travel all over the earth only to uplift the conditioned souls of this age, of this earthly planet, of the entire universe. That is your only duty. The duty of the Narayana Parayana devotees is to travel and uplift the conditioned souls. That is the only duty of the servants of Lord Narayana. Otherwise, there was no need. These personalities, they have got all the mystics. They could have just taken a dip in any of the planets. They could have appeared somewhere in other place. Even nowadays, we hear in Kumbh Mela, rare are those such personalities who reside in such incognito. And when they want, they come to know that the Prayag Sangam has come. They just take a dip wherever they are and they arise from that place where the Sangam takes place. And again they take a dip and they disappear. But among them, there are such personalities who even travel. There are two types of people. One is Goshtanidhi and one is Bhagwat. What are those? Bhajanandis. Goshtanandis and Bhajanandis. Goshtanandis, they just take pleasure. Machitta madgatha prana bhodayanta parasparam katayantascha mamityam tushyantita ramanticha. Just among them few people, they just keep speaking about Krishna. They derive pleasure. Ramanticha, just taking pleasure. Bhajanandis, in fact Bhajanandis. And Goshtanandis, they want to uplift other people. They just want to uplift the other people, share their realization with others so that they can uplift the people. That's why they travel. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he always traveled from Vrindavan to South India, Jagannathpur to South India, Jagannathpur to Vrindavan, back again. And in the whole trip of South India, we see that how many people he has liberated, giving them the love of Krishna. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he travels with his party. This is the mood. Their only purpose is to uplift the conditioned souls. Narayana Parayana. They have no other motive. Their only business is to see that other living entities get chance to hear about Krishna. That is Bhagavad Dharma, and they are the Narayana Parayana devotees. The only purpose is to make people remember Krishna. And if a person understands the importance of these saintly people, they will never take it for granted. Maharaj Nimi knew exactly these Navayogendras covered in the 9-4 directions. They are very rare. They are very rare. That's why when he saw them, in fact, not just him, the whole personality, all the saintly persons, they got up to just welcome him. Very rare are those personalities who descend to this earth. Very rare is that darshan to have such people, have the audience with such people. One who has the importance of this Narayana Parayana devotees, he never takes it for granted. When will a person understand the depth of association of devotees? One who has got the appreciation for Krishna consciousness, he alone can have the appreciation for the association of devotees. Otherwise, we take it for granted. We take it for granted. What is rare? So many devotees are there. When I sit, there are devotees. When I sleep, there are devotees. When I eat, there are devotees. What? That is not a rare thing. Rare is the materialistic thing, thoughts, they are very rare to get. In fact, Prabhupada says that sometimes the members of Krishna consciousness take this process very, very cheaply or take it for granted. Anything which is in abundance is taken for granted. For example, even like why gold is considered most valuable? Very rare thing. That's why it is considered the highest jewel. More higher than the diamonds, because it's very rare. But other things like copper, silver, brass, it's easily available. Not given so much importance. Similarly, sometimes more person gets an advantage to associate with saintly people, there are maximum chance we take it for granted. Oh, it's okay. I expected that person to be, but he is not. That is, familiarity breeds contempt. But one who knows the depth of Krishna consciousness, it's a privilege to have devotion. After millions of births, one gets a chance to associate with those Narayana Parayana. Blessed is that personalities who have come to this earth. Blessed is the scriptures Why I'm getting this chance to have an oral reception? I don't deserve it. If that mood is there, then alone a person can appreciate the association of saintly minded people. Otherwise, we take it for granted. We take it for granted. When we know that these Narayana Parayana devotees are very rare. Once His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was describing his instance in one of his community when he was staying, where Srila Prabhupada came for one of the Janmashtamis. That time he was speaking that Prabhupada has come. I don't know whether he'll come again. It is very rare. He has to travel all over the world. Let me give an oral reception. The devotees were hankering to hear. Because Prabhupada used to see, it was such a thing that Prabhupada, once he visits, was very rare that he will come again. Because it was true. It was very rare. Similarly, a person who has that gratitude, that very rare is that I'll be able to chant again. The time is very powerful. Kala will never remain the same. Today we are all assembled together. Tomorrow we don't know whether we'll be there together. Tomorrow we'll be able to chant together. Tomorrow we'll be able to hear the Bhagavad Dharma together. Tomorrow we'll be able to hear the Krishna Katha together. Such personalities, he appreciates every moment of Krishna consciousness. I don't know whether I'll be able to hear. This one word, Krishna. What is this? Like a chataka bird. Let me hear. Prabhupada says, then everything can stop. But hearing about Krishna Katha, that is the highest of all. Among all the services, this is the highest of all. Everything can wait. The whole world can wait. When Maharaj Parikshit was sitting for 7 days, Sukadev Goswami, everything can wait. All the great administrators of the entire universe, they all descended. Everything can wait. Not for this Bhagavad Dharma. Nothing can compromise. Everything can wait. Because this is very important. Because this will not be waiting for everyone. Fortunate are those people who are there in that assembly. One who has got this mood, he can alone appreciate the path of Krishna consciousness. The gratitude, I don't deserve it, my Lord. It is your mercy. He doesn't consider devotional service as a burden. He considers it's a privilege. He considers the cleaning of the temple is a privilege. How many lives I have taken to take this, do this service. One word of Krishna, I have been living in so many lower entities where I could not even utter the name Krishna. I was waiting for millions of years under the waters as an aquatic. I never heard about Krishna. I don't know where my future leads it. Let me use this word. As far as my karma, I don't know where I lead. But one, this word Krishna has provided. Let me give an oral reception. Today I can touch the book Bhagavat. Today by some of the Lord's mercy, I can do the service of deity worship. I can take darshan. But tomorrow's situation may turn in such a way that we may not even get it. Maharaj Nimi exactly knew this. He says that these you personalities are very rare. And when the Navayogendras, they heard, who are they? The sons of Lord Rishabhdev, the Paramahamsas, they come to such places where only Krishna Katha is going on. Their conversation is nothing about gossips of the market. They don't come to that place where bodily concept is going on. They come to that place where the concept of Lord Krishna and the discussions about the soul and the Paramatma is going on. Such places only you see the Paramahamsas. And when a person gets a chance, he should, without doubt, he should know that this is an assembly of the Paramahamsas. And he is just a crow. Rare is getting the chance. In that awe, humility, when he inquires, then those personalities will give the thought. Tomorrow onwards, that subject is going to start. Where the Navayogendras, they are going to speak about Krishna Katha.
They're going to speak about the highest gospel of Krishna consciousness. That is the mood. When this mood is there, that devotee, he doesn't have any problem in Krishna consciousness. There's no problem. Everything is a mood of appreciation. Even if there are problems in his life, he doesn't consider so important. He said, these problems are all irrelevant. They are all irrelevant. And he considered with gratitude, my Lord, I deserve the worst. But among the worst situation, you are giving me the best. You are giving the Bhagavad Dharma. This is the best. What is there to complain? Threefold miseries, all this Adi Bhautika, Adi Devika, Adhyatmika. They will all keep occurring to the body. That is irrelevant. They are not concerned. They are not even thought. They are insignificant in the front of the mercy what you are giving to me. When a devotee has got this mood, tatte nu kampa shushamikshamana bunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvagva purvir vidadam namaste jivir tu yo mukti padesa dhayavak. That becomes his rightful claim. To enter the kingdom of God becomes his rightful claim. This Krishna himself gives him. Devotee doesn't want, my Lord, no, it's okay. Mukti Mukilanjali, I don't want liberation. No, I want to give it to you. Because he has a mood of appreciation. He has got the mood of appreciation. No complaints. When Kunti meets Krishna, and that time, there are not list of complaints. The list of gratitude is there. List of appreciation. Not that, Krishna, where were you? In fact, Krishna, you were there. Because you were there, my daughter-in-law was protected. Because Krishna, you were there, Bhima was protected. Krishna, because you were there, Arjuna was protected. No complaints that Abhimanyu was killed. My 5 grandsons were killed. Ashwatthama is throwing the weapon to kill my 1 more great-grandson. No. No complaints, only appreciation. When a person has this mood, then alone he will be able to appreciate Krishna consciousness. Then Krishna melts. The Lord melts with such a devotee. His heart melts. My God. The Lord himself says, my God. This personality doesn't have any complaint. Such personality is the Narayana Parayana. And this Krishna conscious movement is giving us this. Have the mood to appreciate Krishna. That is what Nava Yogendra's happiness, that is a mood. The entire opulence of the entire 3 worlds cannot even equal to the fragment of dust or the movement of association with a pure devotee. Entire opulence. Let the opulence of the entire universe, all three universes, they cannot even equal to the one moment of association of a pure devotee. It's a fact. Devotional service, association of a pure devotee, they are unfathomable. In Udupi, there is a very beautiful picture. The devotees have visited, there is a very beautiful picture. Of one particular pastime of Krishna. Maybe one of the kalpas this pastime has appeared, where similar, like how Narada regularly visits Dwarka, and that time during his one of his visits, he comes and he says that, I want to take Krishna. I want to take Krishna with me. That time all the 16,000 queens, they all say that, Narada, please have mercy on us. Please, you take everything. You take everything from us, but do not take Krishna. So then Narada says, okay, give me that much charity which is equal to Krishna's weight. You place him on the other side of the scale and give all charity in other side. I'll take that. Since you all also want Krishna, okay, I'll do that. So all the 16,000 queens, they all start removing all the opulences, everything, bangles, ornaments, everything. They start putting that picture is depicted in that Udupi temple, and everything is put. But nothing can exceed Krishna. No opulence in the entire three worlds can equal to Krishna. They say, I put everything, all the treasures. Imagine that Dwarka, Dwarkadish's wealth, everything is put on one side scale, but Krishna is sitting silently. Nothing is exceeding him. And Narada is also astonished. So much wealth. Even more wealth than Vaikuntha. But still Krishna can. That time, the principal gopi, the first wife of Krishna, Rukmini Devi, she understands the heart of the Lord. She says that remove everything. Just remove everything. All this wealth, just remove everything. And then she takes one tulsi. Ridvagva Puravi Vidadam Namaste, with a grateful heart, with a prayerful mood, she says that, my Lord, I do not have anything to offer to you. This one tulsi, which is very dear to you, with that mood of devotional service, she placed gently on the other scale. So, it says that Krishna just exhales, just runs up like a launching pad. So, not even any opulence can be equal to Krishna. Only the mood of devotional service can conquer Krishna. Only the mood of devotional service. That alone can purchase Krishna. Prabhupada says, what can purchase? Laulyam ekmatra moulyam. The eagerness to achieve Krishna, to see Krishna. My Lord, I do not want anything. Sridhar Kolaveja, when Nimai asked Nimai, Mahaprabhu ask, nothing, my Lord. Nothing. Ask, nothing. Give me that particular pastime where you come as steal my banana leaves. That is more opulent than all your wealth. All your treasure in your Vaikuntha, nothing. This one process of devotion is more than enough. Nimai used to say, what is there, Sridhar? You people laugh at you. You are simply shouting the holy name, people laugh at you. Sridhar says, let them laugh, for they do not know the depth of Krishna consciousness. But people will appreciate one who knows the value of Krishna consciousness. They alone will know me. You do not have a cloth. Who says, my Lord, I don't have a cloth? Don't you see this cloth? But they're rags. It's okay, but something is better than nothing. This is a mood. Ridvagva Purbir. His complaints will keep going. Oh, I've torn one. No, something is better. I don't even deserve this. I should have been covered with the four direction. But my Lord, you are so merciful. You are giving me this cloth. There is at least some thatched hut. The Lord melts. In the Mahaprakash Leela, only the Lord knew. Go and call Sridhar. Sridhar, who is Sridhar? Everyone knew him as Kola Beja. Kela Bejne Wala. Acha, Kola Beja. Because a devotee doesn't want that people should know him. That person alone can appreciate this Krishna consciousness. Maharaj Nimi had that mood. That's why this statement is not a verbal statement. It came from his heart. Such personalities like you, they don't travel everywhere, and rare is your darshan. Only few people know your appreciation. And one who has got this mood, he alone can appreciate this mood of Krishna consciousness. How will we have this appreciation? How will we have this appreciation? When a person has got a humble heart, humble mood of, like Thakur Haridas. Yesterday, one lecture I was hearing, and that time, when Mahaprakash Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Haridas, Haridas, you have been chanting your whole life, ask for something. And even during his Jagannath Puri pastime, when Haridas Thakur is about to leave his body, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and says, Haridas, what do you want? What is your problem? He says, no problem. He didn't complain, no one is getting me some prasad. No one is coming to see me. No one is bothered to ask about my health. I am so old. He didn't have, no problem, my Lord. Then what is the problem? My only problem is that I can't chant the holy name of the Lord. I can't chant your holy name. And during the Mahaprakash Leela, when Mahaprabhu wanted to give the blessing, he said, Haridas, what do you want? He said that, really, my Lord, you want to give me something? Yes, Haridas, I want to give you something. Really? Yes. Then make me a dog. 192 rounds daily. For what? To become a dog. Is this the goal? In fact, we are saying one should chant so that at least come out of the lower propensities. But Haridas Thakur wanted to become a dog. A newcomer will be shocked. Is this what the goal gives you? But the depth of Krishna consciousness was known to Haridas Thakur. Why? Because one day I'll be able to get the Mahaprasad of a devotee, which is very rare. Which is very rare. It is not easy. Bhakta Pada Duliyar, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Avashish Dina Mahabal. The greatest thing in the entire three worlds. Bhakta Pada Duliyar, Bhakta Pada Jal, Bhakta Bhukta Avashish. Even Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Ashita, Devala, Vyasa, they are all waiting. Demigods wait. What about me? You really want to give? This is in highest opulence. In fact, it is my foolish audacity to ask such a thing. I should not be asking because it is the highest. But still, my Lord, if you think worth it, then please award me this chance to become a dog. This is the mood of a sadhu. Maharaj Rimi knew that lava matra sadhu sang, just a lava matra sadhu sang can change the conditioned soul like me. He knew that I am a conditioned soul. Lava matra sadhu sang, just a fragment association of a devotee. Who is a sadhu? In fact, Prabhupada gives a nice description of a sadhu. A sadhu in 3.25.20 Prabhupada says, sadhu is described in the Bhagavad Gita as one who has got unflinchingly engages in devotional service. Unflinchingly. Anya bilashita shunyam jnana karma anavratam anukulina krishna anushilanam bhaktir uttamaha. He has only unflinching amount of devotional service. That is a sadhu. And what is the mood of a sadhu? To always give Krishna. And what is sadhu sangh? Prabhupada gives a very important word about sadhu sangh. Sadhu sangh or association with the devotee means always engaging in Krishna consciousness by chanting Hare Krishna mantra and by acting for Krishna. This is real sadhu sangh. Not that sadhu sangh means economical rise. In India, unfortunately, people have that mentality. Sadhu sangh. Enormous sadhu seva karo, sadhu seva. For what? Let the business increase. Let my family have no problems. Is this a sadhu sangh? Sadhu sangh means Krishna consciousness. No more material desire. From today onwards, my Lord, I don't want any material desire. Sadhu sangh means no material desire. From today onwards, the knot of material desire should cut from my heart. That is real sadhu sangh. What is real darshan? Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, what is real darshan? Real darshan means when a person sees the Lord, Pratima Nahi Tumi Sakshat Brajendra Nandan. When he, after seeing the darshan of the Lord, when he moves away from the Lord, he doesn't have any material desire. That means he has taken real darshan. If a person doesn't have that mood, that means, my Lord, I still have not taken your darshan. If by taking the association of a pure devotee, still the whoring over material mentality is still there, that means he has not taken sadhu darshan, sadhu sangh. Prabhupada says this is sadhu sangh. And by his own example, Prabhupada says in one of his room conversation, day in and day out, Prabhupada always remembered this particular incident. There was never a day he ever forgot about when he first met his spiritual master. There was never a day, even in years down the line, 1960s, 1970s, Prabhupada used to always narrate those days when I met my spiritual master first, real sadhu sangh. In one of the room conversation, proper rice in his own world. Yes, he was my very intimate friend. Imagine this particular room conversation was in 1973 in Mayapur. And Prabhupada, he still remembers Narendranath Mulik. And he says, yes, he says in his own word, he was my very intimate friend. Imagine what is the fortune of Narendranath Mulik. A sadhu still remembers him. Never was instance, never do we hear Narendranath Mulik's name again with Prabhupada. But Prabhupada still remembers, he was my intimate friend, Narendranath Mulik. That was the day, one day, when Tirtha Maharaj had come to his house. Because Narendranath Mulik's, they were very rich people. And that time the Gaudiya Math wanted some money for donation. Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj had come and he told Narendranath Mulik, Babu, Prabhupada is coming to Ultadanga Road. Why don't you come and take his association? But Narendranath had an intimate friend, Abhay Babu. Abhay was his everything. Prabhupada says, he was my very intimate friend. So at that time, I was a little pessimistic about these sadhus. I was pessimistic. I have seen sadhus. My father every day used to call all these people. I know they are sadhus, but later they are something different. Please, Narendranath, don't tell me. Please, Abhay, only once. I'll not request you again. Only once you meet this sadhu. Okay, see here, that word intimate really means, Prabhupada, when he's saying in 1970, he was my intimate friend. When intimacy means, okay, for you I'll come. You are insisting so much, for you I'll come. And then they go to that Gaudiya Math on the terrace of Ultadanga to see Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraj Thakur. And then they offer obeisances to Prabhupada. And immediately Bhakti Siddhanta Saraj Thakur Prabhupada says, you people, you are all educated young men. Why don't you preach this gospel of Lord Chaitanya to the entire Western countries? And Prabhupada writes his own word. He says, so I replied him, sir, we are a dependent nation. Who will hear our message? We can talk all these things after we get independence. And then Prabhupada writes, because I was politically minded at that time. That's why the words of sadhu didn't enter my heart. Because I was politically minded. Politics, duality, duplicity. Politics means this. Because I was politically minded at that time, I could not understand my spiritual master. Then he says, so he refuted my argument. Certainly, I was defeated. And I took these words very seriously. Then Prabhupada says, very important word. Naren Mulik asked me, how did you like this sadhu? Yes, here is a sadhu. Prabhupada says, what I repeated. Yes, here is a sadhu in whose hands Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is there. And it will be done. Then Prabhupada writes, says in that room conversation, see what is real sadhu sang. He says, this happened in 1922. And in 1923, I had to go to Allahabad. I had to open my own pharmacy and everything. But here Prabhupada writes says in his own words, I was always thinking, oh yes, I met a very nice sadhu. Lava matra sadhu sangha. I was always thinking, I met a very nice sadhu. Even after 1 year, his perception didn't change. This is lava matra sadhu sangha. One moment of association in that Ultadanga Road, in that street, one moment of association with a pure devotee, his whole life changed. His whole concept changed. His whole goal of life changed. My life is not to retain this material world. I met a very saintly man. I have to follow him. I have to spread this message of Krishna consciousness to the Western world. One moment of association with Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur. Prabhupada says, so actually, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha means this is actually Lava Matra. One moment. Then Prabhupada writes in a very nice way. He says, for me personally, I had the opportunity to talk with my spiritual master not more than 10 times. Can you imagine? He can count. Only 10 times I met my spiritual master in my whole life, not more. It may be less than that, but I tried to follow his instruction. That's all. Although I was a grihastha. Prabhupada says, I was not worth it. I was a grihastha. But still, that one sadhu, I met a sadhu. That one lava matra changed my whole concept of my life. My goal has changed. And today, because of that one lava matra, today the entire, we all are there. Had not Narendranath Mulik welcomed, invited Abhay Babu, this statement would have uttered from Prabhupada's mouth. Yes, I met a sadhu. This thought wouldn't have remained in the mind or in the life of Prabhupada, that even in 1923, down the line, he said that I met a sadhu. Because of one moment association of a sadhu. This is the concept of association. Nava Yogendras, this is what Maharaj Nimi wants. This is what the entire Krishna conscious movement wants. We cannot take the association of sadhus very lightly. We do not know whether they will come again. So blessed is those pure devotees and blessed are the conditioned souls who get ever the chance to have an audience with the pure devotee. Hare Krishna. Is there anyone having a question? Akur Babu has a question, but he himself is a sadhu.
Is it working?
Yeah.
I was so happy to listen this lecture. Actually, when I heard that he is giving lecture, I came here very close to him and see what it is. And I really wanted to see a word, every word I wanted to see. I remember something like 25 years or 30 years, all those senior devotees who were around 20 years, some were 30 years, some were 35 years. I am talking about 25 years or 30 years. He was also a young man. Now I am 35 years, and that time I was 30 years. So all these senior devotees had children, small children. He is one of the child. Many of such small children were there. And I will see all these children. And suddenly I could see that child is become now quite young man and is sitting here and going to give me a lecture. And came and I wanted to see what he is going to say. And such a beauty, such a beautiful lecture he gave. I felt like Radha Gopinath or Prabhupada ji. Aisa hi nahi hua hai. Ye bachchon ko jo mila hai, itna prem aapne diya inko. Itna sundar dikh rahe ye bachche. Inka jo prem hai. Unka jo bolna hai, why my God? I don't feel that I could do it like that anytime. They are such beautiful children now, developed in such beautiful devotees. My God. Such a beauty. Radhanath Swami Maharaj ji, Guru Maharaj ne jo krapa kar diye hai, aur Radha Gopinath ji ne jo krapa kar diye hai, ye aise hi thodi hogi kitni sundar dikhenge bacche. Now you are looking so beautiful. मुझे तो आज लगता है कि राधा गोपीनाथ जी को मैं प्रार्थना करूंगा, ये सब जो बच्चे हमारे हैं मैं सारे शब्द मेरे को ध्यान में नहीं आएंगे, जितने बच्चे जो छोटे बच्चे थे हमारे साथ में इनका भी लड़का है बहुत है लड़के, इधर एक प्रभु जी बैठे हैं उनका भी एक लड़का है, सभी के सभी इतने सुंदर डिवोटी बन गए हैं, सबकी कृपा कर सकते हैं, ये सारे पृथ्वी को कृपा कर सकेंगे ऐसी ही शक्ति लग रही है। व्हाट ए ब्यूटीफुल लेक्चर यू गेव, थैंक यू सो मच। मे राधा गोपीनाथ गिव यू ऑल ब्लेसिंग्स।
इनफैक्ट दिस इज अकुर प्रभुस काइंडनेस एंड दिस इज अ मूड ऑफ अ डिवोटी। He just saw a small, insignificant thing in a conditioned soul and he made it such a big, huge thing. A sadhu means he gives a chance, okay. Then because he spoke in front of Gopinath, there may be some chance that Gopinath may take his words seriously and there's a chance for my upliftment. Hare Krishna.